Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in a study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about churches that only have services on Sunday morning so as not to interfere with their lifestyle. Let's pick up with that thought today. Every word is God-breathed. In other words, it comes from the mind of God. So anytime you open this Bible, you're getting the mind of God. So right now we're looking in 1 John chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 to see what God is thinking. And so, he says, they did it to me, they'll do it to you for my name's sake. Matter of fact, you'll get into John chapter 16 and say, they think they're to kill you is doing God a service. So, when you look at some of the things of that nature, you stand truly as you ought to with Jesus Christ, you will suffer persecution. That's the promise of 2 Timothy. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So again, in some cases, you can tell in verse 5, they of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. In some cases, it's easily to see that the topic of their thinking, talk, and conversation is more around the natural thing. Sports, hunting, and there's not something really bad with sports and hunting. Fishing, other things that ladies may enjoy, shopping and things of that nature, and the things of home decor. But that is why today one sees so many churches on Sunday night closed, because they're into their sports and their hobbies so much, God's house is closed. Some churches will have Super Bowl Sunday night. I've always got a kick out of that, and it makes you angry on the one hand, the other hand, it kind of get a kick out of it. Because they really speak against us, and then they'll say, you know, at halftime, we have a service, we preach the word, and we get the gospel out during halftime. My question is always the same. What the Holy Spirit begins to move? You just want to keep that TV off the whole time and begin to have revival service in the meeting? You know what? I don't know that I've ever heard that happened, that they didn't even turn the Super Bowl back on after halftime. So, people will do that, but hey, listen. We're being spiritual here because we're watching it at church. Look, folks. Saying Jesus' name in a good way does not justify any sin. Doesn't justify any evil. It's all right to cuss like you want to as long as you say something good about Jesus. You say, well, no, preacher, that's not right. And you're right, it's not right. But they're doing the same thing in church by sounding like the world, looking like the world, talking like the world, cutting out the time for worship of God in order to enjoy their fleshly things. But they do mention Jesus when they do get together. That doesn't justify anything. It doesn't justify them dressing like they're going to the beach or going to play tennis when they're in God's house and they're the worshiping, supposedly worshiping the Almighty. You see, it's not about the Almighty, it's about themselves. They want to feel religious, but they do not want to be holy and separated unto God and well-pleasing and acceptable to Him. Now, I will, many times, I did this for years. Now, I don't get it so much anymore, but for a while there, I would say in our Sunday morning service on the day of the Super Bowl, something about, you know, there are churches opening up or even canceling church so that people can watch the Super Bowl. That's abominable. I'd say the churches that do that aren't right and things like that. And I never mentioned a church by name. Now, it wouldn't have been wrong to, because the Bible does tell us in Mark 16 to mark them, which cause divisions, according, contrary to the doctrine, and that's contrary to forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. But it seemed like I got accused of attacking a different church each year, and I hadn't even mentioned them. Now, again, it's not just the Super Bowl. It's not just sports. It can come with a hobby. It can come with technology and Facebook and texting. Boy, I tell you, that's got so many going today. They sit in church. They text. They sit in church and take, carry on conversation through their cellular and other technical devices. And so many think that, well, it's all right in church. Well, my friend, evil spirits that parade as angels or light are able to convince them, this is all right. There's no problem with it. There is absolutely nothing wrong. Now, again, I'm not against technology. I'm not against sports. I'm not trying to, you know, play some kind of a thing of that nature. But what I fear, however, is that too many churches, and should I say too many preachers, are caught up by the addictive power of modern technology. And they study technology more than they're studying the Word to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. I was sharing with our Christian school teachers, we have the opening week that we have for just the teachers and all of the employees, in which we go kind of through an orientation before the kids come for the first week of school. So the week before that, we're doing that. And I just recently shared with our teachers and all of our employees, I just said, you know, you can get so good at something that you can do it. You've done it so much, you can do it, and you might even do it well. And it's acceptable to everyone. And it's at a point that only you and God knows it could have been better. You didn't even do your best, but it was acceptable. But you see, you didn't strive for excellence. And here you are in ministry, serving God, called of God. He's given you His precious and holy call. He's honored you. And you just do enough to get by, or you just do that which is acceptable, but not really on the level of excellence. My friend, you're a failure. And you've let yourself down, but more importantly, you have let God down. Now, they have all kind of gizmos out there marketing today in the technological world. They got different kinds of methods and so forth. And so they're out there, and they're preachers that will study that more so than others, trying to seek the greatest power in those things, the greatest ability in those things. And look, folks, if you're seeking the power of God via His Holy Spirit, get in prayer and get in the Word. Okay, get there. Ask the Holy Spirit to be the power in your voice that holds their attention. Ask this God to give His Holy Ghost that will take that word home to every heart, that as you speak, He opens their understanding of the word. But you can learn all these things. When I got started in using the computer, I would do my sermons in WordPerfect. Then they came out with Word. Boy, I tell you, that was such a change. I finally said, you know what? I'm so much better at WordPerfect. We just better stay with WordPerfect. So that's what I've done. I've stayed all these years with WordPerfect now. But those that have Word, oh man, a lot of they say how in the wrought Stone Age as I am. Well, I may be in the Stone Ages, but my friend, if you've got something very important to me and you're going to email it to me, and it's an attachment, and it's in Word, it's probably not going to get read. You're going to have to either retype the thing out in the email, or you're going to have to put it in WordPerfect. And so, if you want to create that kind of work for yourself, that's fine, and be the cool guy that's up there. But I'd just assume what works best and what helps me out. I think that's the important thing. Now, but it's more important for me in seeking the power of God, get alone with God and get in His Word. Holy preaching is being replaced today with touchy-feeling, happy, happy, happy sermonettes. They're devoid of the true spiritual power and holiness and truth, but very impressive, with visual effects and special effects and engineering effects. Very moving on your emotions, but not life-changing in your spirit. Now, they're the first ones to get bored if you're having a Bible conference and they're just preaching and teaching the Word. Or if they're determined the service went too long. Isn't that interesting? The service went too long and they'll spend 3 hours on Facebook. But the service went too long. And they think, I've heard some of them say, well, they just had too much Bible. You know, you can have too much Bible. Well, I'll tell you what, they didn't find that in the Word of God, did they? Too much Bible? Really? Too much Bible? Perhaps I should make this rule at my own church. A church service should last no longer than football game lasts with all of its timeouts and commercials and everything combined. You know how many would rebel against that? Because those things go, you can turn 1 o'clock and it might be done by 4 o'clock. Doesn't that reveal the true heart? When you're talking about giving God's house and God's word and God's worship as much time as you give a ball game. Listen, nobody likes sports as much as I do, I don't think. Well, probably some do like sports more than I. I like watching a good football game. I really do. Baseball as a little kid was my favorite sport. They were the Milwaukee Braves before they went to Atlanta. And boy, I tell you what, Johnny Logan. Johnny Logan was not really the best player on the Braves, but for some reason or other, he was my favorite player.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my